This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 5 p.m. amid opposition protests over alleged police action against students during the protests on the NEET issue. Earlier, the House was adjourned several times amid repeated disruptions as Minister of State Dr. Jitendra Singh introduced the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026. The bill proposes stricter penalties including imprisonment of up to 10 years, fines up to 10 crore rupees, confiscation of properties of convicted offenders, special fast-track courts, completion of investigations within 2 months and trials within 3 months of filing the charge sheet. Speaker Om Birla and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju urged members to allow discussion on the bill, saying 6 hours had been allotted and 91 amendments had been received. The minister expressed concern over the behaviour of opposition parties and said that disrupting discussion on such an important bill sends a very wrong message. The Rajya Sabha was also adjourned several times and final till 5:15 p.m. amid protests over the same issue. Earlier, Minister of State for Home Nityananda Rai moved the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026 for discussion. The bill seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem Jana Gana Mana. The Supreme Court today asked the Uttar Pradesh government to include a forensic auditor in the Special Investigation Team SIT constituted by the state to investigate the allegations of embezzlement of the donations received by the Ram Temple Trust in Ayodhya. A bench of Chief Justice of India Surya Kant, Justice Joy Mallya Bagchi and Justice V. Mohanna also directed the SIT to submit a status report regarding its ongoing investigation. During the hearing, Solicitor General of India Tushar Mehta, appearing for the Uttar Pradesh government, told the Apex Court that SIT has been constituted, headed by Inspector General of Police IG for Lucknow Range S. Kiran. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the Ukrainian Ambassador Dr. Oleksandr Polishchuk following the attack on a commercial vessel MV OMORFI in which an Indian national was killed. Conveying its serious concerns over the incident, the ministry condemns such attacks on commercial shipping in the strongest terms, underscoring the adverse impact on the safety of maritime navigation, freedom of navigation and international commerce. The United Kashmir People's National Party UKPNP today called on the Pakistani authorities to exercise restraint and refrain from using force against peaceful protesters participating in the long march organized by the Joint Awami Action Committee JAAC from Rawalkot to Muzaffarabad in Pakistan occupied Jammu and Kashmir POJK. The UKPNP said that over 40 people lost their lives since June the 5th amid ongoing unrest in the occupied territory. The march came after talks between JAAC and Pakistani authorities failed to produce a mutually acceptable outcome, prompting a renewed call for public mobilization. A deep depression over the northwest Bay of Bengal has triggered widespread torrential rainfall across Odisha, disrupting normal life and raising concerns over flash floods and inundation. The Met Department has issued a red color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall, with isolated extremely heavy rainfall in the state today. Several districts have recorded exceptionally heavy precipitation, with low-lying areas submerged and transport services affected. In Jammu and Kashmir, a fresh landslide today blocked the 250-kilometer strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway in the Udhampur district, while the main bridge in the Doda district was temporarily closed to vehicular movement after suspected cracks triggered a safety inspection. A fresh batch of 3,823 Amarnath pilgrims was allowed to cross the affected stretch after authorities restored one-way traffic on the highway. In Assam, the flood situation has improved as flood waters have receded in most of the affected areas. In ISSF Shooting World Cup, India's Isha Singh grabbed the gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event in Hangzhou, China today. She upstaged Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar, who took the bronze to complete the double podium finish for India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.